So let's review. We had learned in the previous Mishnah various activities that are asur and yamtiv because of Shavuos, one of which was v'loy megbin trumas of maisis. It's forbidden to separate trumas of maisis on yamtiv. The Gemara asks, pshita, certainly this is forbidden, as separating trumas of maisis is being masak in the produce to allow it to be eaten. Tanav Yosef, le'nitzucha litn l'koin b'bayayim. The Mishnah teaches that it's forbidden even the case where he wants to give it to the kohen that day, which would make it appear that he's doing this to be mesameach the kohen and not necessarily to be mesak in the rest of the produce. It is nevertheless asa. However, the Gemara qualifies. V'hanamili perid the tefillah mi'etmal. A perid the tefillah hi'o'idna kugun isa la'furishim nechala mafrishin v'yavin l'kohen. This isra applies only to general produce from which one could have separated trumas and maisis before yamtiv. However, it is mutter to separate challah from dough, which was needed on yamtiv, since it only now became tevel, as he is allowed to bake fresh bread on yamtiv. The concluding statement of the previous Mishnah was, "Ein bein yamtiv lo Shabbos elo oichel nefesh bilvad." There's no difference between Shabbos and yamtiv, with the exception of oichel nefesh. The Gemara asks, "Verminu mashilan derech haruba b'yamtiv avolei b'Shabbos." We see that there are differences in halacha between Shabbos and yamtiv, even were not related to oichel nefesh. Yosef explains, Loi kasha, Harab Liyaza, Harab Yeshua. Our Mishnah here of Ein bin Yamtiv l'Shabbos el Eichel Nefesh Bolvad follows Rabbi Liyazar, who does not allow Terchi Yaseir b'makom Hefzid Mamet. And the first Mishnah of Mashilim Peres Dacharub b'Yamtiv follows Rabbi Yeshua, who does allow Terchi Yaseir b'makom Hefzid Mamet, as we see in the following Brisa. D'Tanya, Oisev es b'nai shenaflu l'bar. Two cows, a mother and its offspring, fell into a pit on Yamtiv. Now, according to the Torah, a mother and its offspring may not be both slaughtered on the same day, as the Pasuk states, and so in this case, one may hoist up only the one animal that he intends to slaughter on Yamtiv, and the second animal should be cared for in the pit until after Yamtiv, because to hoist up the second animal, which cannot be used on Yamtiv, would be Terech Yisera and forbidden on Yamtiv. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Mal Asurish Namanas L'Shachtoi Ve'ena Shachtoi, V'chayzu Marim Mal Hasheni. Rabbi Yeshua permits Harama to save both animals. He raises one for the purpose of Shechita, but does not shecht it. He may then raise the second animal under the pretext of not being satisfied with the first one. However, Abai differentiates between the two cases. Therefore, Papa reconciles the two Mishnayos as follows. Loi Kasha, Habi Shamai Habi Sil. Our Mishnah here of Ein bein yamtiv l'Shabbos elo oichel nefesh bilvad follows Beis Shammai, who only permit on yamtiv activities that are directly related to oichel nefesh. And the first Mishnah of Mashilin Peres Dechruv b'yamtiv follows Beis Hill, who permit even items which are not directly related to oichel nefesh, as we see in the following Mishnah. Ditnan, Beis Shammai oimim emitzion lo yisa kotten v'lo yisa lulav v'lo yisa sefer Torah l'shusram. One may not carry a child, lulav or sefer Torah on yamtiv. Beis Hill matirin, they allow it. Zog the Mishnah, Habehema v'hakelim kiragli habayim. On Shabbos or Yomtiv, animals or utensils may travel only within the tchum of their owner. Hamaisa behemtu levnoi oileroya, hare'elu kiragli habayim. If one gives over his animal to his son or to a shepherd on Yomtiv, the animal is governed by the tchum of the owner and not by the tchum of the son or shepherd, because the tchum is established at the onset of Yomtiv, when it was still in the owner's possession. The Gemara cites a brisa which seems to contradict the Mishnah. Hamaisa behema l'raya. Afa pishlei masru lo ele b'yamtiv. Harehi karagli haraya. Even if one gives over his animal to a shepherd on yamtiv, the animal is governed by the tchum of the shepherd and not by the tchum of the owner. The Gemara resolves this apparent contradiction as follows. Kan b'raya echad kan b'shnei rayim. The Brayis is speaking of where there is only one shepherd in town. Therefore, it's already considered to be in the possession of the raya at the onset of yamtiv, because the owner had in mind before yamtiv to give it to the shepherd on yamtiv. Similarly, the Brisa rules. Halakech behema michaverim erv yamtiv, af bishle masuleil beyamtiv, harehi karagli halakech. An animal bought before yamtiv but delivered on yamtiv is governed by the tchum of the buyer, because the seller had in mind before yamtiv to deliver it to the buyer on yamtiv. However, the Mishnah is speaking of where there are two or more possible shepherds to whom he would give these animals. Therefore, since it was not yet decided the onset of yamtiv, it remains in the possession of the owner. The Mishnah continues. Kelim am yichadim le'echem me'achin shebebayis, hare elu kirag lov. Possessions that belong to one household member are governed by that person's tchum. b'she'em yuchadin, hare'elu k'makim shaholchin. Household items that belong collectively to all household members are restricted to the kamatchum of all household members, to an area where they are all permitted. Hashel kli mechaver me'erv yamtiv, karagli hashel, b'yamtiv karagli hamashel. If someone borrows an item before yamtiv, the item is governed by the tchum of the borrower. If it was borrowed on yamtiv, the item is governed by the tchum of the lender. In both cases, it is based on who had possession of the item at the onset of yamtiv. The Gemara cites the following brisa. Tanabon, shnayim shesholu cholak echad b'shutfas. Zeh leilich b'shachas l'beis ha-medrash, v'zeh likonis b'yarvis l'beis ha-mishnah. Zeh erev lov l'tzafen, v'zeh erev lov l'darm. If two people jointly borrowed a garment, each to use at different times to go in opposite directions, the garment may only be carried as far as both of their individual tchumen would allow. If each placed their tchum to the extreme ends of each opposite direction, and there is no common area, they may not carry it at all on Yom Tov. Similarly, itmar, shnayim shalak chuchah v'sabahim b'shotfas. Two people who jointly bought a barrel of wine, or an animal which was subsequently slaughtered on Yom Tov. Rav amachavas muteres. Rav holds that each partner may transport his half of the contents of the barrel within the entire area of his own tchum. He's not restricted at all by the tchum of his partner. As the Gemara explains, Rav holds yesh breira. When divided on Yom Tov, each partner's portion is retroactively considered to have been divided at the onset of Yom Tov, acquiring his tchum only. However, ubehema asura, the animal that is slaughtered and divided up on Yom Tov may only be transported within both of their tchum. We cannot apply the principle of breira to the animal, tokayanki tchumin mehadadi. Since at the onset of Yom Tov, the animal is still alive, and each part of the animal is sustained from the other part, we cannot retroactively consider it to have been divided. Therefore, each part of the animal is jointly owned at the onset of Yom Tov and acquired both tchumen. Shmuel amar chavas nami asur. Shmuel holds that even the contents of the barrel are restricted to an area that is accessible to both partners, because he holds imbrer. He does not subscribe to the principle of considering something that happens now to have retroactively taken effect earlier. Therefore, even regarding the contents of the barrel, each part was jointly owned at the onset of Yom Tov and acquired both tchumen. The Gemara cites Reb Hoishi of Reb Yechanan, and after some discussion clarifies, B'dereisa ein brer. Regarding halachas that are midereisa, they both agree that we say ein brer. B'derabbanan, regarding halachas that are midrabbanan, they have machlekes. Reb Hoishi amar yesh brer, Reb Yechanan amar ein brer. Darash mazutra, halacha k'Reb Hoishi. Halacha follows Reb Hoishi that in dereisa matters we pass in ein brer, and derabbanan matters such as tchumen, we pass in yesh brer.